From WCAI in Woods Hole and WGBH Radio Boston, this is Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. New research finds that Wikipedia not only reflects what scientists know, it's actually influencing the ideas they research and write about in scientific journals. And the co-author of that new study argues that's something we should embrace. Also, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke has recommended that President Trump lift the ban on commercial fishing in a recently created marine national monument off New England's coast. One marine biologist says that may not be such a bad idea. He cautions, though, that fishing may not be the only or biggest threat to vulnerable deep-sea ecosystems. And finally, the story of Harvard Observatory's first women scientists and the women who funded them. First, though, a story we've been following for nearly 2 months, and that's the unusually high number of North Atlantic right whales that have died this year. Another death was reported this past week, a young female whale severely entangled in fishing gear. That's the 14th right whale death this year, and that adds up to roughly 3% of the entire North Atlantic population. Hot on the heels of that news, researchers have released a new analysis that confirms what many have already said, that this highly endangered species is in decline. Peter Corcoran leads the large whale research program at the Northeast Fisheries Science Center, and he joins me now in our Woods Hole studio. Peter, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We've been hearing that North Atlantic right whales are in decline. What does this new analysis add to our understanding of the situation?
Well, this new analysis gives a sort of strong statistical foundation to showing a decline. Until about 2010, the folks who study North Atlantic right whales have done a fantastic job of keeping track of right whales, and they identified almost every single animal almost every year. And then in 2010, things started changing a bit, and the likelihood that we were going to find each animal each year changed. And so we had, and at the same time, we had these sort of biological indicators, you know, looking at the animal's health and condition, the lack of calving that we've had in the last couple of years, that suggested something had sort of gone wrong with the population. And so we needed to come up with a way to estimate the abundance of the animals each year that wasn't dependent on what we'd relied on before, because we had things that had changed and they could have affected the numbers. And what this new analysis does is it just takes account of all these sort of changing variables and comes up with what we're confident is a much more reliable estimator of what's happening.
And when you look at this new analysis, does it give us a sense of the rate at which this population is declining?
Yeah, it's only in the order of about 1% or so a year. But the problem is that from 1990 to 2010, you know, for those years, the population was increasing at a bit under 3% a year. And then it plateaued in 2010, 2011, and then it's dipped down since then. And of course, this analysis only goes to 2015, so it doesn't account for what's happened in the last 2 years. And obviously this year, if you have five whales born and you know for sure that 14 have died, it's pretty clear there's going to be a decline.
And does this decline affect any single part of the population more than others?
Well, one of the cool things that we can do with the model is separate it out by sex. And one of the things that the model is showing is that females' mortality is actually higher than males. So we're now at the point in the population where there are three males for every two females. So there's a bit under 190 females in this population.
And that certainly doesn't bode well for the future of a population.
Well, the females are the ones who are going to have the calves, aren't they?
Now, there's been a little bit of debate about the total number of North Atlantic right whales. I mean, there's one estimate that says there's a little over 500, one that comes in closer to about 450, I think, and you mentioned the fact that we have this catalog of almost every individual. Does this new analysis give us any insight into the total population size at this point?
Yeah, we're confident that this one now that's just under 460 is accurate for 2015. And the other thing is that, you know, this, I'm not the only author on this paper, and Scott Krause, who heads the right whale group at the New England Aquarium, who are primarily responsible for producing the 524 or whatever it is number, is also an author on the paper. I mean, there's no disagreement amongst the scientists involved in this as to about how many right whales there are. You know, there's under 500, and, you know, in the order of 460.
Under 500 and declining. Not a lot of good news there. Peter Corcoran leads the large whale research program at the Northeast Fisheries Science Center. Peter, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.